Next item. Can't do that. Let's move to Commissioner Udaly or the folks for 191 here.
Building Code Board of Appeal.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't look like they are, but I think we have noise.
Very good. I'll make a couple of administrative announcements as slowly as I can. Item number 193, could you read that, Carla?
Yeah, I just said.
193, authorize a five-year price agreement with U.S. Bank Elavon for merchant services for a not-to-exceed amount of $25 million.
Colleagues, I am withdrawing this to my office. It will come back on March 7th. So item 193 will not be discussed today. Please call item 192.
Appoint Ernest Harris and Destiny Wright to the Noise Review Board for terms to expire February 1, 2021.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. Ernest Harris is a longtime civic and business leader in Northeast Portland. He has an MBA from the University of Phoenix. He has been an asset to the Noise Control Office for many years. The Noise Control Officer has worked closely with Mr. Harris to explore better ways to connect the community with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement's permitting arm. He's the Vice President of the North Northeast Business Association, also known as, I'm just going to say NEBA. I'm not sure.
NEBA.
All right. It's a new one for me. He volunteers with Prosper Portland on their tenant selection committee for the Alberta Commons, and Ernest is interested in serving on the Noise Review Board to offer a voice for those whose voices have not been solicited. Should we do this one at a time, or...
Our other board member is also here. She is just in the bathroom at the moment. So
and that's Destiny?
Second. Yes.
Okay, so Destiny Wright, who prefers to be called Desi. Desi Wright has been in the construction industry as a union member of the local pile drivers, Local 196, for several years now. She has experience on many large-scale projects, such as the recent reconstruction of the Selwood Bridge. Desi has helped the Noise Board, advocating for consideration of the safety of her fellow pile bucks and the potential impacts to their work environment. She's a dedicated member of her community in the Sullivan's Gulch neighborhood. Ms. Wright hopes to help the board keep a focus on the need for livability in our neighborhoods while recognizing the balance that must be made to complete large and medium-sized construction projects in our rapidly growing city. Today we have Officer Paul Van Orden with Noise Control and both appointees, Ernest Harris and hopefully momentarily Desi Wright, here to answer any questions or concerns the council may have.
Very good.
Thank you, members of council. Paul Van Orden, the city's Noise Control Officer. I want to thank you for having the opportunity today to introduce two wonderful candidates for our two wonderful board members that we're appointing today to the city's Noise Review Board. As a little piece of background, board members served for 3 years on the city's Noise Review Board. It is a quasi-judicial board, much like the Planning Commission, so it does have some notable weight in terms of the decision-making process. And we have had an honor of working with both of these folks in the city's Noise Office and look forward to working with them as newly appointed board members. And let me introduce Desi and Ernest, and I'm not sure if either of or if any of the council members have any questions for them.
Well, I have one question. The biggest noise issue that's come before this council in my year plus a couple of months, 14-ish months, has definitely been related to the increased volume of construction, particularly construction that involves pile driving,
if I
can use that pejorative term. And there are a couple of technologies that are out there. And as I understand it, there's one technology that costs a little more, that is quieter. There's one that's faster, cheaper, but much more disruptive to the neighborhood. Where do you, first of all, did I get that right? And second of all, where do you come down on that issue?
So, for me, I've been a pile driver for the last 8 years. There are a lot of variables involved. There's not really one superior way over the other. You're looking at location, you're looking at soil conditions, you're looking at the structure itself. I mean, if you're going to be building a 30-foot tall or a 30-story tall high-rise, I mean, you get up on that 30th floor, the last thing on your mind is what's holding that building up. And that's something that we just take for granted when you're sitting up in the Portland City Grill. We count on the people that are building those structures, those engineers, those people in the field that actually put that together, that they know what they're doing and that they've built it in a way that we're safe and we're comfortable. Sometimes that may be auger cast where they're drilling. Sometimes that may be with driven piles. Really, it depends on the location, where you're at, and I think safety and making sure that we're up to code for a seismic event is of the utmost importance.
Can I follow up?
Commissioner Fish, please.
I have a question, Paul, for you.
Yes.
You know, the construction noise issue normally comes to us around new construction. Mm-hmm. I rent an apartment in a building that's going through a major updating. And one of the things they're doing, and it's not atypical of buildings of this vintage, is they're replacing all the windows. Okay. And my building has more windows than any apartment building in the city. So that process of removing metal windows and replacing them with energy efficient is like, has the experience for me is like being in a dentist's office with someone having a nuclear-powered drill. And it reverberates around the whole building, and the noise is just absolutely deafening. And what I've heard from the building management is there's no way around this. We're sorry. We're going to do it during regular work hours. How do we balance these questions when it's a renovation, and it's clearly that everybody is being told that they're not going to have quiet enjoyment during regular work hours? And I should note that in my building, there are a lot of older adults who live there, so they're retired. So the idea that everyone's going to work and the building's empty and so there's less of an impact is just not the case. There's a lot of people actually are there 24/7. So how do we strike that balance?
You know, it is a difficult balance to strike. We are one of the cities that has more restrictive construction hours for a city the size we are. So I think we try to restrict it by having a tighter window. You can't start 6 in the morning like many cities. You start at 7 and have to be finished at 6. The challenge is so many of the projects, not necessarily in your building, wind up having a element where you're trying to balance ground floor or multi-floor or commercial with residences in the building. So you often have an even worse situation where someone's trying to push the envelope because they're working during the day, want to do the renovations at night. So it is definitely an ongoing challenge in the city to find a perfect balance. I don't think there's a better solution than we currently have, which is trying to keep a fairly tight window to the hours of construction. That's one of the few options that we have for maintaining some level of sanity. It obviously doesn't work perfect if you're stuck at home, if you're retired in your home, if you're bedbound. So it's not necessarily a perfect situation, but that's one of the things we've tried to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing I'd like to explore later, not now, is to what extent does the volume of noise in that context really deprive a tenant of the right of quiet enjoyment, and this becomes less a noise code issue because you're following the rules and you're trying to do the right thing. And does this become a landlord-tenant question where in effect, the tenant arguably should have the right to say, if I'm going to continue to live in this environment, you know, there needs to be an adjustment of my rent because I'm not getting the benefit of the bargain. And again, this is a different category than new construction, which I know is very burdensome to surrounding neighbors. But this, we're going to see more of this, particularly as buildings become more energy efficient. Yes. And, you know, when you replace all the windows and put up scaffolding, that's a big deal. And just the typical person in my building, to put the face on it, it's a six-week job to replace the windows. Yeah. Open up the windows, put the scaffolding in, put up boards, have construction workers coming in and out of your apartment, drilling, art falling off the walls. I mean, all this stuff for 6 weeks. And at some point, it seems to me that's just excessive.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's humbling that I'm in a position at my own residence that I'm in year, I want to say, 3.5, 4 straight of construction because I'm in the Williams-Vancouver corridor. So I know how maddening this is for neighbors to have construction every day, month after month, or literally in some cases, if you're in the Pearl, if you're on Williams, Vancouver, Belmont, all these dense places, you are often dealing with constant construction for months to years straight, and it can be definitely maddening. So anything that we can do to find some solutions is definitely an important factor as the city is growing, and very well spoken. Thank you.
So I will work with you and Chloe on this and the Office of Landlord-Tenant Affairs, Mayor, and I think part of it can be addressed through better notice. Part of it can be addressed through accommodations, because some people actually have to be moved. If you're home convalescing from an injury, you can't be in the middle of a war zone. Or if you have a diminished immune system, you can't be around people just traipsing in and out of your apartment. And then part of it seems to me, needs to be financial accommodations.
Very good. I'd like to give Mr. Harris a say if he'd like.
Well, as a landlord, I've been, and on all the things that you've talked about, I've been part of that on the receiver side as well as listening to the issues. But I think overall, when it comes down to noise and making those types of decisions, we have to take into account what the public, to address the issues of the public. Some of the issues that you've addressed, some of the things that the mayor has even talked about, we have to actually look at those types of things and try to weigh the construction versus the public interest in reducing some of the noise. And so one of the things that the mayor just talked about was about having different types of methodologies to pursue the construction parts of that might limit some of the noise. And that, so looking at some of those kinds of things might be an option as well. But then there's regulations and all of that. So all these kinds of things have to be taken into consideration in making decisions to further that process.
Thank you very much. Well, so as you can tell, you're going to be front and center because the pace of construction in the city will probably increase rather than decrease in the years ahead.
Of course.
And noise has become a paramount concern for people. We're hearing from many, many more people. So I just wanted you to be aware of the kind of conversations we're having. Commissioner Fritz.
I don't know actually that it is many more people. It's an ongoing thing. It was certainly a major part of my first term. Starting in 2009, the Noise Committee was dealing with this issue. Mary Sipe, who's here in the audience, has obviously been very involved in it, but certainly throughout when Mayor Hales had the Bureau and then when I did at the end of his term. This is something that we're going to just keep working with, and I very much appreciate your willingness to serve. I know we don't usually take testimony on reports, so I'll reference Mary Sipe and others who have shown up at the meetings and that you listen very carefully, and I appreciate that very much. The big conclusion I came to is there isn't a single right answer, and we just are going to try to keep modifying it and recognize that there's always going to be challenges and that probably we can always do better. So thank you for your willingness to step up and grapple with that. It's often a case where nobody says thank you at the end of the hearing. So thank you right now for what you're going to be helping us deal with.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion, colleagues.
So to adopt the report.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thank you for Commissioner Udaly for finding these wonderful people who are willing to serve and keep serving. It is a very challenging committee. Thank you, Paul Van Orden, for all of your service to the city. And yay, Portland, for having an organization such as the Office of Neighborhood Involvement that truly does engage community members in not only giving input into decisions, but actually making them. So thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Well, thank you, Mr. Harris and Ms. Wright, for your willingness to serve. And I just say that as someone dealing with a health challenge who also lives in a rental building, I have a new perspective on noise. And I'm not just talking about the annoying person that fires up the leaf blower at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. So I look forward to working with you, and thank you very much for stepping up and serving.
Thank you.
Saltzman?
Yes, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And thanks, Paul.
Hi. Udaly.
Well, Commissioner Fish, I'm surprised that you didn't take this opportunity to bring up the garbage trucks in your neighborhood. And perhaps you want to consider moving back to Northeast Portland and joining me on the east side, because you live in a really noisy neighborhood.
I certainly do.
So I just want to say we call it noise control, and I think that public perception means that we're just here to restrict noise. We're actually here to protect people's right to make noise, as well as protect residents' right to live in a relatively tolerable environment. Just thank you for your continued service, and I look forward to working with you. Aye.
Wheeler?
Well said, Commissioner Udaly. That's exactly what you are. You're the balancers of interests, and it's not an easy job, but we have two great candidates. Thank you for your voluntary service. We appreciate it. Paul, as always, thanks for the great work that you do. I vote aye. The report's adopted. Back to time certain, item